Good morning, Humboldt County. It is time once again for Your Care, Our Mission here on KHBT, brought to you by KHBT and Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Today, we're talking with Larry Hall, the Director of Pharmacy at HCMH. Larry, how are you?
I'm really good this morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. It is that time of year. We're going to be talking a little bit about influenza and the flu shots, so whenever you're ready, Larry.
You're right. It's already September. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly right. It's time to talk about the flu and influenza vaccine. I don't think I have to tell anyone that this year is a little different because we're way more concerned about a different virus, COVID-19. Really important not to overlook the flu. Each year in the United States, influenza-related illness kills about 1 in 1,000 people who contract the flu. That may not sound like a lot, but that translates between 35,000 and 60,000 deaths each year. Wow. And unlike COVID-19, where the disease usually kills you directly, the flu... First, you get the flu, you get respiratory symptoms, you get worse, you develop secondary pneumonia, you're hospitalized, and if you're one of that unfortunate 1 in 1,000, you die. I mention this because I've been working at HCMH for 18 years now, and I've seen patients die, either here at the hospital or as they get transferred somewhere else from complications of the flu, including people who I know, and well, that's hard for me. And in many cases, the people will say something, before that will say something, I don't get the flu vaccine because I never get the flu. Please don't be one of those people. Today, I'm going to spend just a couple minutes trying to dispel some concerns about the flu vaccine first. The first one that I hear all the time is, flu vaccine isn't very effective. And it's true. Flu vaccine is not 100% effective. Experts are making it better and better every year, though. The last time the vaccine didn't match up very well, it was still 40% effective. That's not great. But preventing 40% of hospitalizations and deaths isn't terrible. Mm-hmm. That translates into tens of thousands of lives saved each year. And in a more typical year, the vaccine is typically 60 to 65% effective. Again, we could do better, but decreasing the incidence of flu by 60% is still pretty good. And importantly, even if the flu vaccine isn't a perfect match for the virus, even getting the mismatch vaccine will still make the flu less severe if you get it. The second concern I hear a lot about is side effects. They say, oh, the flu vaccine's terrible. It's got all these side effects. It is true about 10% of the people who get the flu vaccine will get a sore arm that may last as long as 2 days. But that's true of any vaccine. And many vaccines are much more likely to cause a sore arm. Some small children getting their very first flu vaccine might experience low-grade fever, but this is easily treated with Tylenol and usually only lasts a few hours. The big concern, and I hear this over and over again, is they say something called Guillain-Barré syndrome. And that is a potentially severe syndrome that includes paralysis, long-term disability. People get really worried about that. Says, hey, Larry, vaccine causes that. Well, it was first seen during the 1976-77 swine flu vaccine, and it was a big deal. And that's also a big reason why we test new vaccines so thoroughly and why we probably won't see a COVID-19 vaccine before the end of the year. But this is important. The Guillain-Barré was only associated with the 1976 swine flu vaccine. There has been exactly zero correlation with the flu vaccine and Guillain-Barré ever since. Yes, Guillain-Barré does occur, whether you get the flu vaccine or not, at a rate of about 1 or 2 cases per million people in the United States. But there's zero correlation between the flu vaccine that is given these days and this Guillain-Barré syndrome. So it's really a non-worry. Okay, I'm going to try to wrap it up because I get very wordy. What vaccine should you get? Well, if you're under the age of 50, in general, get whatever your provider, whoever that might be. Maybe you come to the hospital, public health. Maybe you go to your doctor, other practitioner, or maybe you go to a pharmacy. Get whatever they recommend. If you're over 65, or if you're immune compromised in any way, make sure you get what they call the high dose vaccine. If you're older or immune compromised, your body simply doesn't create as many antibodies to the flu vaccine. By getting the high dose, your body stimulates a stronger response, and you make more antibodies. So the vaccine lasts longer to cover the entire flu season. Okay, you might have noticed, what about between 50 and 65? I didn't cover that. Well, if your insurance will cover it, get the high-dose vaccine. It's safe, and it'll work better for you, because once you get over 50, you probably aren't making as many antibodies as if you're under 50. But if your vaccine, insurance doesn't cover the high dose, just get the regular one. It's still going to give you good protection. Lastly, what are the different types of vaccine? Well, beside what I talked about as standard and high dose, flu vaccine can be made 3 different ways, using chicken eggs, using mammalian cells or using human DNA. I will tell you that the hospital purchased mammalian or DNA-based vaccines only because there's pretty good evidence that it works a little bit better than the egg-based vaccines. But the important thing isn't the kind of vaccine you get. It's that this year, more than ever, get your flu vaccine. We really don't want a season where we have people getting sick and dying of two different viral diseases. At any rate, this is Larry Hall, pharmacist, HCMH, wishing you all to stay well, wear your mask, socially distance, because I want to see all of your smiling faces around town for a long time to come.
Sounds great, Larry. Thank you so much.
All righty. Thank you, Sam.
Take care.
And that'll do it for Your Care, Our Mission here on a Tuesday morning. I thank you so much for joining me. Be sure to join me again next week, Tuesday, same time, same place, for more Your Care, Our Mission.